friends and neighbors and Power Hour Nation. It's Wayne Elliott here, sitting in once again for Daniel Brigman. Pleased and honored and grateful to do so and to be with you again today. I'd like to say at the first of the show here, please call in with any comments or questions you have about anything. We'd love to hear from you folks on the Power Hour. The number to call is 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. While you have your pencils out, folks, if you'd like to order anything or contact the Power Mall, you can do so by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or, of course, on your computer at thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com. They have some of the greatest products. Always did have the Power Hour, the Power Mall. And if you want more information, because we're going to talk about a lot of other things today, but to contact Strauss Naturals for more information on the Strauss Heart Drops, the CardioCalm, the Kidney, or any of their fine products, REM Sleep and Tranquil is fabulous. But you can get them toll free at 1-866-478-2873. That's 866-478-2873. And again, if you want to call in, 844-769-2944. So great to be back with you today. I should announce the sales today on the Power Mall. We'll get that out of the way. There's a 20% off the Oxy Powder and the Latura Flora Probiotic, well supplies last. The new products, fabulous, I'd love to talk about with you more. The REM Sleep, for any sleeping issues, fabulous natural product. And the Tranquil formula for anxiety. I've been on that a week myself, and I swear it does turn things down a notch. I have several people in my little study group and having great results with them. So REM Sleep and Tranquil are 10% off today at the Power Mall. New products. They have Healthy Balance from Mother Earth, and it's minerals backed by popular demand. The Tranquil, as I say, a natural anti-anxiety aid. Optivita Vitamin D, 2,000 IU, 60 capsules. Great vitamin D3. We've got to get that. We get it from the sunshine. As we get older, we can't seem to take it in the same way. I know my blood tests, I'm always short of that, so I've been on it now for about 6 months, and I assume I'm going to be normal when I get my next blood test. Astaxanthin with DHA 90 caps, and the Essential Digestive Plus 90 caps, and Hysorb Q10 60 caps. Those are new on the Power Mall. Gardening products of interest, Willard Water Dark, 16-ounce, Willard Water Clear, 16-ounce, Willard Water Topical Aloe Gel, 16-ounce, and, of course, the Iron Earth, the chemical mineralize your soil and therefore mineralize your plants and therefore mineralize your vegetables that cannot get it the minerals they need and we need. Always great, the Iron Earth, and one time a year is all you use it, folks, and it just keeps refeeding the plants right through the life cycle. It's an incredible product. I've had something to do with for a few years now with trials, and just a great product. So that's it for the products and the business side of things. The news today, well, there's lots of news, and I'm sure everybody's been hearing it and watching it and, boy, maybe being confused by it. I'll just read some of the U.S. news. A Pennsylvania sheriff say they won't enforce business shutdown, and they have no intentions, the chief said, the sheriff said, no intentions of turning local business owners into criminals. And they say the resistance is growing against the unconstitutional orders from Democrat governors around the country. Most Americans, in another poll, most Americans disapprove of the anti-lockdown protests. A new survey released by the Center for Public Affairs Research found that 55% of Americans disapprove of anti-quarantine protests. And the Democrats, they say, are more likely than Republicans to disapprove of such protest. Very interesting, though, again, folks, the United States, Canada, we seem to be equally divided on so many of these things, and it's, I don't know, maybe it was always that way, but it just seems more so than ever before these days. Hearing comes as the states start to roll back restrictions. And Dr. Fauci, Anthony Fauci, is testifying Tuesday before a Senate committee where he's expected to warn that the country risks needless suffering and death if states open up too quickly. He told the New York Times ahead of the hearing. If we skip over the checkpoints and the guidelines to open America again, he said, then we risk the danger of multiple outbreaks throughout the country. Fauci said Monday in an email to the Times, referring to the federal government's plan for states to reopen. This will not only result in needless suffering and death, he says, but would actually set us back on our quest to return to normal. That's all I'll read about that, folks. There's quite a bit more there, but I must say that I'm feeling the anxiety a little bit over this whole business myself, as I'm sure many folks are. The conflicting evidence, if you will, from experts, highly educated folks, virologists, medical doctors, various scientists, seems to be somewhat conflicting with what many of the news reports are reporting and some government leaders are reporting. Excuse me, I guess we have to remember that our leaders, our political leaders, only have these experts to rely on. And lately, I must admit, I've been questioning the, the intelligence, if you will. No disrespect to folks that are highly educated, but I think anyone in a job of unquestionable authority, the likes of Dr. Fauci, for example, in the United States, I just don't know. They move bank managers around every couple of years in the interest of security and so forth, and excuse me, not getting complacent or too friendly with anybody. And this Dr. Fauci sat for six administrations, I guess, as the chief ticket, and I have been concerned with some of the things I've read, his relationship with Bill Gates and this business of patenting vaccines, and I don't know, it's all very disturbing, and I really hope that that we all get to the bottom of it. And I am aware of the the economic and the financial carnage to the country, the businesses, the individual citizens and their families. It's really quite something. Same here in Canada. And of course, that carnage is going to, a lot of it, stay with us. There's millions of people out of work. I just read this morning close to 1 million Canadians lost their jobs just in April. Well, there's only 35 million of us, so that would be like another 3 million Americans, and I know Americans have lost way more jobs. There's 330-odd million Americans, and I think your job losses are over 20 million now, which is just it's something unimaginable, really. And the fact that we've set these rules. I watched another very compassionate video from a very learned MD and pathologist, and he touched on the personal side, and boy, it really hit me when he talked about, never in our history did we have to stand by and stand clear of children and our elderly and family members who were dying, regardless of what they were dying of. There was no visiting in the seniors' nursing homes and seniors' residences and in the hospitals. So just never in our history did we, were we not able to be by our loved one's side and at a terrible time and such an important time at their illness and some of them death. He spoke of the U.S. Marines and the armed forces that so proudly leave no man behind. And as he said, our Marines and soldiers will rush right into the firefight to retrieve an injured fellow soldier, and so as not to leave him in the hands of the enemy and what might happen to him if he isn't dead. Well, you know, he made that point, this doctor did, and you know, I've always tremendously admired that about the Marines and the military people. I think it's, you know, it's perfect, leave no one behind. And so I was quite touched by this when I thought if it was my mom or my child and that had to die alone. So I, you know, and I know this might be Monday morning quarterbacking, but geez, maybe we could have done better then and dressed up in the protective gear and so forth to be able to visit and with our loved ones. But we're learning a lot of things, and it seems they're broad brush painting things, and I guess sometimes that's what has to be done when you're dealing with a whole country. But it's sure causing its protests and ill feelings and pitting family members against each other. And it's no secret, folks, that he also spoke at great length. It was quite a lengthy interview, but he spoke at great length about the social creatures that we humans are, and you know, evidenced by our families, our friends. Up here in Canada, some of the folks go to Tim Hortons coffee shops and have their social in the morning, or McDonald's for coffee and breakfast. So many people get together. And that has, of course, been taken away from us all now at this point and ongoing. And it just isn't natural. We are social creatures, and that's why a lot of these problems and a lot of anxiety. There's no doubt a lot of anxiety, and you know, like so many other experts, this gentleman, MD, went on to say the mental health effects, you know, are extreme and are going to stay with us when the virus is gone. So those of us who aren't medical doctors or scientists or virologists, and who knows that all of them know all the facts. I sure don't know whether they do or not. And when you get the conflicting evidence and conflicting positions, it's just all the more confusing as to, you know, which side do you believe? Do you believe neither side? Or are you just afraid that nobody knows what's really going on? I really feel for people. I'm busy myself, so I'm very fortunate through these times of isolation. But I can sure see that if you don't have something to do or to keep you busy or enough to do, this is just that much worse. So just back to a product for a moment. I only want to mention it, folks, because I'm on it for, I guess I'm in my second week, but I must say from the first day, me and the six others that wanted to go on it right away, including one of my sons, we got some results the first day, and it was... It's called Tranquil. You can get it on the Power Mall. It's called Tranquil, and it's for anxiety. It's for relief from anxiety. And the only way I could describe it to you from my perspective is it, whatever fire is burning in there, it dampened it down. It turned the pressure down a few notches. And I guess, you know, what I also noticed was that my back and shoulders and so forth, my neck that's often tightened from old injuries and whatnot, was relaxed some. And that was a pleasant surprise. So I don't know, I can't describe for you. I do know that the ingredients are 100% natural. This was formulated over a number of years by a fine PhD from Portland, Oregon, Dr. Matthew Pfeiffer. And boy, I think between this and the REM sleep, which I did my own 30-person trial on the REM sleep, we had former U.S. Army Captain Glenn Nevins on a couple of shows ago, where he told us how for the first time in 25 years he was not only sleeping more but dreaming again, and I could see on the outside no more black circles, and that was a great pleasure. But out of the 29 people, 30 people rather, 29 have achieved the result. that, you know, which is just great news, that they're sleeping. There's no side effects. The ingredients are natural. And Dr. Pfeiffer, he spent almost a day with me on the phone many months ago, and I said, Doc, you'll have to put this in layman's terms for me, but tell me why your products work. Tell me why they're better than other products that only work for folks for a shorter period of time, and then they have to find something else. And he did a good job convincing me, I'll tell you, and so I couldn't wait until get my hands on some. So they are available through the Power Mall, the REM Sleep and the Tranquil, and I'd urge you to try it. I guess your satisfaction, again, is guaranteed. There's always the money-back guarantee and the safety factor that it's natural, but I sure love the idea of some folks, because I'm feeling it myself, folks, the anxiety, and I have had some extensive training and all, so I guess I'm really feeling it for a lot of other people too, seeing what's going on in our country and our world today. So I would urge you to try it. It's called Tranquil, and that's kind of how it makes you feel. I believe I know what Tranquil means, but it's for anxiety, and I found it effective. The REM Sleep as well. If you're having sleep issues, sure wish I'd have had this for my mom, I'll tell you. She suffered for years with too little sleep, and I couldn't seem to help her. This is just, I wished I had it for her, as I said. It's a great product. So back on to health and general health, you know, our immune system, we know is so important. That's our defense department. And so the things we all know are the things that are good for us, and we need to be outside some. We need some sunshine. If you're not getting any, then as you get older, on an increasing basis, you'd likely need vitamin D, D3. You know, it's best we have some exercise, and I believe this, folks, that I played football and baseball, so I know all about working out, and I work out to this day 3 times a week with a former teammate and dear friend. But the straight truth is a stroll, just an easy stroll down the street or down the walk or down the beach or in the park can do you a heck of a lot of good mentally, physically. You know, just getting on your feet and walking gets the blood flowing. If you're in better shape or you feel up to it, then you can go at a faster pace or do other things as well. I also always loved riding a bicycle, because if you want to rest, you get to coast, and otherwise you can take a stroll on a bicycle, or you can make it more exercise. It's just all good. So, and then our diet, of course. And I'm not trying to preach to anyone here, because I've admitted before that things like chocolate almonds and some of the cookies, and my sister brought some home baked ones by the other day, and they didn't last long. I just I'm best to not have it near my reach, because I do love the sweets. They're not good for you at all. They're really not. I do so many other good things for myself, and I guess maybe it helps counteract. Another product, and I think you can get it at many health stores. I don't know exactly. That's where I get mine. Is a product called Green Coffee Bean Extract. And after I researched that years ago for my mom, it was on Oprah show, and I researched it for my mom with her diabetes. And they were talking about weight loss, and there was 4 different products that they were recommending. Well, 2 of them had chemicals in them, so I couldn't, you know, I stopped my research there. But this green coffee bean extract I found was very interesting, how it can help remove the sugar from our blood. So me and my mother, in the wintertime in Florida, we got a couple of bottles and tried it, and of course my mom was testing her sugar every day like she's supposed to, and as good as we could. We're being pretty good about the diet too, especially for mom. And did it ever work? So I've taken it since, so I don't want to say that it's a direct contra. It'll just look after all the sugar you want to eat, but you know, it certainly does a job. At my age, boy, I, you know, I'd be a prime candidate for diabetes with this kind of behavior. So I have, you know, I have cut it back a lot. My intention now is to just quit refined sugar. It's pretty easy to do. I've done it before, and it takes about 3 days to lose the cravings. It's not like some of the other things we get addicted to or that we like so much. About 3 days is it, and the strong cravings leave, and it's easier to walk by the chocolate bar counter when you're filling the car with gas, is what I found. So that's green coffee bean extract. I'm sure you could Google it and find out where to get it. But I can tell you from now years of experience, it's a good one too. You know, we need supplements because, you know, we're just, not only are we suffering so many more pollutants today, terrible more pollutants, and, you know, not the least of which of our problem has been China with their tremendous fast industrialization. There was a period a few years back where China built a new electric power plant. They started a new one every week for quite a period of time. And, of course, they were buying more coal from everywhere they could buy it in the world than anyone else. And here we are today of the world's 8,000 total coal-burning electricity-making plants. China has 4,500 of them. So, you know, China went from manufacturing very little. They made no steel. When I started in the steel business, China made none. And here we are. They make 700% more than the United States does. So there's a big heater going on over there and a lot of pollution. We'll be back after the break, folks. And thank you for listening to me and the Power Hour.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
My name is Daniel Estulin. The decisions we make now with the global systemic collapse will decide whether we live as society or die. with a global economic depression approaching, it is necessary to prepare for it immediately. The basis of survival is a correct understanding of the ongoing processes. The collapse will result in the breakdown of countries, the end of the current planetary economic model, the rise of the regionalization of the economies that are going to replace sovereign countries, end of democracy, the rise of global dictatorship. Where do we go from here? What will the post-crisis world look like? What should families do to preserve their savings and to survive? Please join us in an upcoming webinar with me, Daniel Estulin.
The Global Transformation Post-COVID-19 Webinar with Daniel Estulin, May 14th at 6 p.m. Reserve your tickets today at thepowerhour.com. That's thepowerhour.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Welcome back, folks. Wayne Elliott here again, sitting in for Daniel Brigman, our most capable host, and glad to be with you. I was just thinking during the break, our premier in Ontario, Canada, that's the biggest province with almost half the country's population, that's where I live, the premier apparently is going to announce today that he's going to extend the emergency measures until June the 3rd. It's just another 3 weeks away, but disappointing to hear for me, as I know the U.S. is beginning to open up, and when we do open up here, it certainly won't be anything like normal. Even nurseries for selling plants and gardening supplies and so forth, they won't be open for you to wander through. You'll have to order ahead and pick up at the curbside, which is a little odd because I think most people like to pick out their own plants and flowers, and I don't know how they're going to make out with that. My wife's a gardener, and she's disappointed and doesn't think she's going to do that. Restaurants are going to be restricted whenever they get to open to half capacity, which is going to be very tough for them. And I wonder really how much business there'll be for them when all these other precautions are supposed to stay in place with the distancing and so forth. I find it ironic that, you know, taxi cabs, subways, trains, and airplanes, and so forth, our ships are still in business, and it must be impossible to properly distance there. I haven't rode any of them recently, but I can just imagine. So it's pretty difficult. Now, I heard from my friend in Florida, the haircutting shops opened, and he was headed for a haircut. Well, I know on our list that's sometime in July. So people getting pretty shaggy up here. But once again, it's just very odd. And the difference between, I guess, both states and certainly our two countries, and I think our prime minister is certainly of the same mind. He pledged to replace the money to the WHO that President Trump suspended. I was pretty anxious about that, really. I don't know why little Canada, relatively speaking, 10% of us, why we could, should, or can do that. And I wished he hadn't. I'd have sooner seen the support for the U.S. position and make these people accountable. I mean, these are the experts that we're relying on, so we need to know everything's all right there. So that was, there's a major difference. And, you know, I said to my wife yesterday, who's from Cleveland, Ohio, she's an American citizen, and she's kind of anxious with the border closing. Her mom has passed, but the rest of her family is still in the Cleveland area mostly, and she's anxious, and of course some good friends. And I said to her yesterday, President Trump already went to open the border once, and Canada refused. And my belief, and I hope I'm wrong, I truly hope I'm wrong, but it's only essential services and the trucks carrying goods, and I'm not sure who else, but only essential services can cross the border. I have this feeling that Canada's not going to want to open the border up till maybe Labor Day, September. And nobody has said that, so I don't want to pretend anybody said that. It's just that the way I feel, the way things are going, and I certainly am not of that that mind myself, but I just have this feeling, and so just that many more people, that much more anxious. If your loved ones are over there, you have a home over there. We suffered quite a bit of damage here on the North Shore of Lake Erie. For the lake level is up 2 feet here, and therefore the storms are just that much more damaging because you have all that much more water, 2 feet higher. So I walk the beach quite often. My wife does every day. And boy, oh boy, the damage that was suffered. And these storms were mild compared to storms that I've seen on this lake. I've seen four tremendous storms on this lake, much worse than these that we just recently had. But I'll tell you, the damage is worse from all but one of those storms this time, with the lesser wind for a shorter period of time and all the rest of it, just because of the 2 extra feet of water. Now, I'm anxious for those American folks. There's a lot of U.S. citizens that have cottages here. We're just a half an hour from the border, U.S. border at Buffalo, New York, and there's just so many Americans that have their cottages here. Well, they can't even get here to see the damage. That's, I can feel for them. Their homes, their cottages are still exposed to further damage. There's trees that's fallen. There's people's big cement decks that have cracked and broken. There's going to be a heck of a job to straighten that out. But they can't get here to see or to help themselves at this point. And it just, the list goes on and on of the people affected by the policies, rules, and procedures being followed through this coronavirus crisis. One thing I didn't get to read in the news, that the coronavirus, this is from the United Kingdom, from England. The coronavirus is no longer at epidemic levels, claim Oxford University experts. And so in the United Kingdom, the rate of transmission has fallen, and they're doing a study, and it found that 0.24%, so 0.25%, or 1/400th of the population, are currently infected. And they go on to say in another report with the EU that the lockdown has reduced the number of asylum seekers, but coronavirus in conflict areas may push more people to the EU. So, that's just a whole other separate problem for those folks on the other side of the Atlantic Ocean, where they're, Canada and U.S. and Mexico share borders, but that's, that's really it. We're not, we don't have 25 or 30 or whatever it is, other countries attached to us by land. And I've been told some of those borders open that just pass freely through them. So that'll be another potential issue for them if they have asylum seekers, refugees, heading to some of their countries again and to get away from the violence or whatever it is they're getting away from, wherever they're from, but potentially, I guess, could bring more infection. So this whole thing, because of our treatment of it, my goodness, it's got more sides to it than you can imagine. I see as well in the news, I didn't get to finish this before, Mexico demands investigation of notorious Obama scheme. And the president of Mexico wants an apology and information from the USA regarding the Obama administration gun-running program that put exotic weapons in the hands of Mexican drug cartels. The plan was to trace the weapons to the cartels to bring charges, but the Obama administration operation lost track of most of the guns. The president, Manuel Lopez Obrador, wants to prevent the same thing from happening again. And he said, what seems serious to me is a violation of our sovereignty was carried out, a secret operation, and that Mexicans were killed with these weapons, Obrador said Friday. How could this be? A government that invades in this way, that flagrantly violates sovereignty, international laws. We have to shine light on this so an action will never be carried out again. That was against the Obama administration, I guess, and I'd never heard anything about that before now. The thing I think about, and I could be wrong, of course, I'm from Canada and it's not like I study the news, but it didn't seem a whole lot got accomplished, given the fact that during Obama's term, I believe he doubled the U.S. debt, more than all the presidents before him. So it was a difficult time, no doubt, but boy, God, you wonder where the money went. And the Mexican president also ordered military on the streets to curb the rising violence. The president, Obrador, ordered the armed forces participate in an extraordinary, regulated, and complementary manner with the National Guard in public security tasks. And the armed forces will be under the command of the National Guard, the notice said. A military police created after Obrador came to the presidency in 2018. And this order will last until March 2024. So this decree means the armed forces will be on Mexican streets until almost the end of the presidency of President Obrador, who often claimed former President Calderon for deploying sailors and soldiers for public security. I remember, I worked a long time ago. I worked in Tampico, Mexico. I was just a kid. I think I was 20 years old. My dad sent me down there. They had two ships sunken in the Tampico Harbor and wanted them out of there. So I went down there, and I'll always remember it was the first time in my life. I was only young, but it was the first time I'd been anywhere where there were soldiers all over the place with rifles. And I don't know anything about guns, but they were rifles. And they were on the street corner, every street corner, including the site where we worked on the ships. And at first it was, you know, I wasn't really comfortable. I'd never seen that before. And of course, after I was there a month or so, it just seemed to blend in. But so Mexico was going back to that for another 4 years. To help with uprisings. It didn't say what all the uprisings are over, but anyway, it's too bad to hear. We're all having our troubles over this. Trump is asking the Supreme Court to block demands for records, and I guess they're still after his tax returns and financial records. And of course, I don't know anything about this business, but if that isn't normal procedure, the presidents give their financial data and tax returns. I don't know why, because I know they've been talking about this with Trump since he got elected, I guess. It seems kind of strange. I don't think we do that in Canada either. I don't believe that leaders have to, they might be embarrassed. Leaders don't have to reveal their financial status or their tax returns. Another headline, China. Geez, always China. China slashes Australian beef and barley imports after warning against coronavirus probe. China slapped an import ban on four Australian abattoirs Tuesday in an escalation of Beijing's warning of a consumer boycott in retaliation for Canberra's push for an independent coronavirus probe. The ban comes just days after China flagged plans to slap an 80% tariff on Australian barley, bringing the trade to its knees. Now, isn't that something? Australia, I'd read, along with the USA, England, Spain, I believe, Germany and Italy had demanded investigations. So this is China's reaction to Australia to slap big tariffs on two of their crucial products going into China. And that's their penalty, I suppose, for retaliation, this says. But that's the penalty for asking for an independent coronavirus probe. I guess they, folks, it comes down to this. You know, China so far has won the economic war. They are the dominant force in the world, and I'm sure it makes as many of you sick to hear that as it is me to say it, but it's just a fact, and I believe it can be turned around, and it can't happen overnight, God only knows, but you know, instead of, no disrespect to these folks, but instead of Amazon and the Walmarts of the world importing so much of this stuff, it would sure be good if we had more mom-and-pop shops back instead of breaking their backs, which is what's happening right now, breaking the rest of their backs. They haven't had it good for a while in Canada, the small shops haven't. But, you know, and look at China punishing Australia by tariffs because they want an investigation and get to the bottom of this. So the whole world seems to know this started in China, and that the whole world does know that they were some period of time before they acknowledged it to, I guess, the WHO. Even Dr. Fauci for 2 months in the United States said there's nothing to worry about, it's just the flu. And until March 7th, I think it was, where he said, no, we have an emergency here. And of course, now he's in the news today. He's talking about how this must go on for so much longer. And you just kind of wonder how the highly educated experts really could even disagree with themselves to the extent that sometimes they seem to be. But I got big angst against China punishing anybody for wanting to look into what they did wrong. And I think it's pretty arrogant to show that they can do this, as this report says, bringing the trade to its knees, these Australian industries. And that's the kind of clout they have in the world. But I just have to believe that the rest of us who aren't communists, that's Canada, the U.S., Mexico, and most other countries, close to 200 of them or 180 of them, that are not communist, I just believe we could work together and take that business back. Everybody needs some of it. China's just taken, you know, I remember years ago, Mexico was taking a lot of business after the free trade agreement from Canada and the U.S. I'd say more so Canada, but certainly from Canada and the U.S. That's what had to happen. The Mexican pay rates in those days were a couple of dollars an hour at most. When I worked there at age 20, it was $2 a day the men were paid. So it was kind of a rigged game, just like it is with China now in the world, with people making less than a dollar an hour, and that's top to bottom. I've talked before on the show about for the Chinese government, our company developing a national program, and so to fit into the pro forma, which they didn't take, by the way. They continue to pollute at every pipe, at every source of pollution. They struggle with it, but they told us then that a dollar an hour would cover everyone from the manager, the engineer, machine operators, mechanics, and labor force. So that's what we have to compete with, folks. It's impossible. But I don't think, you know, the rest of us that are not in communist countries want to be reliant like this on a communist regime that has sought for dominance and control. They've been fairly open about that. They've got it now. And now they're going to abuse us with punishment and punitive measures like these tariffs. So my money's on America to fight back, though, I'll tell you that. My money is on the United States. that the American citizens, who are the biggest market in the world, by the way, they have more clout than anybody when it comes to talking turkey with China. They, like many of the other countries, Canada too, owe debt to China, financial money to China. But hey, America's the market. So if America was to ever cut China off, I think there'd be a tremendous depression in China. I think just because the U.S. it's the fourth largest population. I think it's the fourth largest population in the world, third or fourth. But it is the number one market, the United States of America. And Canada, small as we are, you know, we're so much like the United States, same kind of lifestyle. You know, per capita, we must be right up there in the world for spending and economy. So I just hope that we can band together strong, heavily, you know, more heavily populated places as well, some of the European countries, England, Australia, Italy. These countries have all expressed that they want an investigation on this corona. And I really hope that this is what turns the tide, folks, that we, it's going to cost us a few more bucks, no doubt, for anything made here, but we'll have the jobs. We won't be let down. Next time we need health supplies, we won't be hearing stories from China. And then I understand half of the goods came, it came not the way they were supposed to and were of no use. We can't rely on this anymore. And why, with all due respect to the Chinese people, how could we trust the communist Chinese government? They had a closed society forever. They wanted it that way. We were kept out. They were kept in. They weren't even allowed to know what went on the television or what went on in America or elsewhere in the world. And now they control it. Well, it isn't the, I don't believe it's the Chinese citizens that are, that have enjoyed all this. I'm sure the ones that are working enjoy working, but this isn't their ideas, I don't think, the way the communist government works. It's that communist regime, just like the socialist / communist regime in Cuba, in North Korea, or Korea, I guess, the North Korea and all of Vietnam now. That's it, as far as I know. You know, once the USSR, I don't know what you call Russia. I don't know what that's called. It's a dictatorship, it looks like. So I don't know what they formally call their style of government, but they were communist, and that failed. You know, the wall came down while President Reagan was in the White House. East Germany and West Germany became one. East Germany wasn't communist anymore. Yugoslavia, Poland, there was a lot of countries that are now off that communist system. So it's a proven fact it doesn't work. It takes ruling dictators. It seems to take harm to the populations. The citizens don't seem to benefit by it. And the rest of us pretty sure don't want anything to do with it as far as our government goes. So best thing we can do is to hold them accountable, in my opinion. And if they're going to do punitive punishment actions like this, I hope that the United States and other countries, gives the same in return. And it's the only way we're going to get things back into order again. You could never compete with them. And maybe if they weren't communist, it would be different, folks. Maybe if it wasn't a communist regime, if they were democratic like us in the United States and most of the countries of the world, maybe it'd be different. The huge population they do and India does, and maybe we'd somehow make more sense of it. But the fact that we can't trust them, well, for me, that's just huge. It's proven they steal technology. They've done it countless times. Proven they've stolen. They've cheated and they've lied. They sent pipe here and had some culprit on this side of the ocean put an American sticker on it and offered out as U.S. made pipe, and it wasn't. It was made in China. It was for the oil country and gas goods market. And they didn't find out the scam until it failed, till the pipe failed. And the kids' toys years ago that were coming from China and painted with lead-based paint, banned everywhere. China paints kids' toys with it. So you know, I don't know how much proof we need. Now, this coronavirus, where they didn't have enough respect for anyone in the world to let us know that that this was coming and that it looked serious, they kept quiet about that, too. I guess they hoped we felt it started somewhere else. I don't know what they were thinking. They weren't thinking, as far as I'm concerned. They sure were not thinking in the best interests of you know, humanitarianism and the rest of us on the planet that share the space. So I don't know. I just this was the icing on the cake for me. I've had angst for a long time about the whole business of giving all our business to China and our jobs with it. And after this, I just don't know what more proof we need. So I'm hoping President Trump leads the way and puts in programs that allow manufacturing facilities to be built in America again and all those jobs. And our premier in Ontario, I think, is at least some of the same mind. And he's a businessman or a former businessman. And I think and hope he's going to do the same thing. It's the best solution, folks. Without jobs, we're kind of snookered. It takes $2 to even go get a cup of coffee. So, it's been great being with you again today, folks. It's always my great pleasure. God bless you. Any other information, thepowermall.com, and I'll look forward to our next time.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.